Good morning, 7-Eleven Blake and Eva show. So I got a new pair of shorts, cute new pair of shorts. That I ordered online, and I wore them to yoga, and I will not be wearing them to yoga again.
What happened?
So they were these, they're short little shorts, and I bought them as an option. They're like workout shorts, right?
Right.
Like kind of like mesh, red with sort of yellow lining. I actually bought them as potential shorts for the Mickey Mouse costume, but then the other ones worked out better.
Okay.
So I had these shorts and I thought, you know what? Those are good workout shorts and they're really comfortable. They got pockets and everything, right?
So they're not super tight?
They're not like skin tight, but they're small. Yeah, they're tight.
Okay.
They're tight and they're, but they're not like spandex.
Okay.
No, they're little workout shorts, almost like running shorts.
Right,
You think of running shorts, they have a little slit on the side, but they're short, right?
Yeah.
So I go to yoga, and, I go to yoga at least once a week, usually, and I've always had these other shorts that were kind of more nylon-ish. These are more kind of like gym short mesh kind of
tech.
So I'm doing the poses and everything, and I got my butt up in the air doing downward dog, and then I go to do one of the warrior ones where, you know, you put one leg forward and one leg back and your arms are up like you're, you know, kind of making like a T shape, right?
Right.
And I'm feeling good, you know, and I feel, and there's a bit of a breeze.
Uh-oh. Where's that breeze?
Where there's typically not a breeze.
Hmm.
And I kind of, you know, I always check down, make sure my toes are in the right place on my yoga form, you know, try to make sure that I'm in the right spot, right? And I'm kind of looking down and I'm checking myself and I'm going, where's that breeze, you know? and there's a breeze because a little part of where there isn't a breeze has snuck out.
Ooh.
One of the boys.
Snuck out?
Just a little. But enough that, thanks to these shorts, you could see it.
Damn.
And I'm going, oh, no. Now,
you have to pop it back in?
Do I? Well, so that's the thing. So I was wearing underwear.
Okay, I was going to ask.
I was wearing underwear.
How did he get out of the underwear, too?
Well, I was a little stretchy, you know? And so I quickly did that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm all self-conscious, you know? Because then the thing is, the way the shorts are, I think you could probably from certain angles kind of see my underwear.
Okay.
Even if at this point everything else was back and buttoned up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But so at this point I'm thinking, oh no, like can you see my underwear? Because it was the shorts were red, my underwear was like bright blue. So it would like stand out.
Right.
Right. And I'm like, oh my God, can you see like my underwear under the, you know, every time I go to do like a split leg thing? You know, and then I'm all self-conscious and I'm looking around and I'm going, you know, are other people looking at this?
Right.
And the thing about yoga, and I had to keep telling myself this, is that I don't really look around much.
Right.
I focus on one particular place because a lot of the time you can't really balance and you need to kind of focus on yourself and your own little mat and maybe one point ahead of you and one point to the side of you. But you find these little points to focus on so you can hold your balance. And also because you have to pay attention and listen.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't be Miss Nosy, like scanning around the room and everything, seeing what's going on, what people are wearing and everything, because otherwise you're not going to be able to get the poses right, right? You got to listen to the cues. So that's what I keep telling myself, at least, as I look around to see if anyone's looking at me, you know?
Right.
And then they would do another one. She's like, oh yeah, you can move your leg this one. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that one today. Nope.
Right.
Nope.
How about the one where your legs are like straddled open and then you bend forward?
Well, yeah, that was another risk
factor. I mean, that
factor.
To me is always the one. God, if I have a little hole right in my butt, someone's looking at it. Because whoever's
if you
behind
have
you.
Any holes in any parts of your clothing at yoga, get new clothes. Mm-hmm. Because that is you are teetering on the edge right there, if that's the case.
Right.
But, yeah.
So
but
no
then,
more.
And that's one of the weird things that happens with men versus women is that, you know, things can be
popped out,
showing themselves when you don't expect it. And it's hot yoga.
Right.
You know, so all of a sudden I felt a cool breeze in hot yoga. And I went, oh. Uh-oh. And I look down and I go, you need to go back home. Lefty.
You must have lefty?
Listen, lefty, you got to go back home.
Damn.
Yeah. Go back to your home, Lefty.
You feel that? That wind tickling your balls. That's freedom. That's America.
Yeah. I've been hanging around. Oh, come on. We're not doing that. You're not doing all the hanging songs.
So those shorts are no longer yoga shorts.
Nope, they are going to be sit around at home shorts, okay. I think. Yeah.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Okay. Blake and Eva show on Coast 93.1. I'm tempted to ask if there are any other guys who have a similar experience where you had a ball loose. But I'm not sure that anyone wants to hear that.
Oh, why not?
Well, okay. Call 79 Coast just in case you got a story. You know, sometimes you don't realize that one of them's exposed.
Lefty's on the loose.
Yeah. Well, especially in hot yoga when the skin's a little, you know, looser. Mm-hmm. And, you know, certain parts of it could, you know, it's just the way anatomy works. If it was a cold yoga class, that would have been hiked right up inside me, would have been fine.
That's the answer.
79 Coast, if you have a story, so I don't feel quite as alone as I do right now. 792-6278, or quite as alone as Righty felt at that moment.